If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we talked about the third giant tactic, the power of importance, also known as the superior edge play, and why you should never take a backseat to any challenge in your life. In today's episode, we will talk about David's first strategy, the power of confrontation, also known as standing tall. And we will look at how champions reposition themselves to win against their giants. Instead of fleeing in terror and cowardice at Goliath's intimidating taunts, the reverse actually happened. David actually became angry at this giant who dared have the audacity to make an attempt to come in and try to take away the freedom and the rights of his fellow countrymen. Instead of standing and being intimidated, David's mentality was based on the following statement, which said, "After all I've been through, if you really think I'm going to sit back and just allow you to seize and take away my rightful inheritance without a fight, then you are sadly mistaken. I won't be intimidated and I won't be denied. I'm prepared to rip off your head if I have to, but you won't take what belongs to me." Now, I don't know if you realize it, but that is a bold mentality that would serve most of us well as we stare down our giants. Sometimes we unfortunately give up without even attempting to fight for what rightfully belongs to us. I'm not really talking about jumping into someone's face and slapping them silly. I'm talking about the mindset that we must take a stand for what we believe is right and not allow anyone or anything to come into our lives and leave us paralyzed and stripped of our freedom and what belongs to us. Let me share an important statement with you that one of my mentors passed on to me when it came to dealing with the giants in my own life. Now, keep in mind that giants do not necessarily have to be people. They can be life situations as well as events or other types of challenges. My mentor said this to me, "You will never change what you are afraid to confront." If you look back over the story of David and Goliath, you will find that the entire army of Israel was so intimidated, so fearful, so hopeless that no one stood up to confront Goliath before David arrived. And because no one dared to confront Goliath, the battle reached a stalemate. Everyone seemed stuck in their place with no forward momentum. Most of the time, we see no change in our situations because we are unwilling to face them head on with an attitude that says, "I am not going to let you control or ruin my life. I'm going to put an end to this today." Because of this, most people will sit back and endure the same depressing situation year in and year out. Until you dare to take a stand against your giant, any real hope of actually overcoming remains a fading wish. Let me show you an example of how this played out in my own life. I began to notice a growing and glaring trend in my workplace one day. It seemed that because my coworkers knew I was efficient at handling any number of tasks, my desk suddenly became the dumping ground for anything that others in the office didn't want to handle because they were either too difficult or the persons were just too lazy. Somehow, I allowed this to continue for weeks without saying a word about it. And believe me, because I was silent, the dumping ground got larger and larger. Now, something was happening behind the scenes that nobody but me knew. This process was making me totally uncomfortable, not to mention stressed out and frustrated. I was carrying around so much frustration that it affected my eating habits, my sleeping habits. As a matter of fact, the job I once enjoyed soon became a nightmare, and I didn't even want to get out of bed to go to work in the mornings anymore. All because I was unwilling to confront the situation. But after I finally got fed up, I opened my mouth and I stated my position. I began picking up the work that others had dumped on my desk, and I calmly returned it to them, plainly stating it was something they needed to handle themselves as I was not going to deal with it. Now listen, after clearing my desk of everyone else's work, I felt a relief that I had not felt in weeks. I was so light and comfortable, and I was happy to do my job again. Now I want you to know that my new position was disliked by many of my coworkers. of course, but I was happy because over 80% of my work-related stress disappeared simply because I chose to confront the giant and see change in that particular situation. Oh, before we move on, was I a little afraid? Sure. But I learned that courage does not mean that you're not afraid. It means that you choose to move forward in spite of your fears. And sometimes this is just what you have to do to get peace and freedom restored in your life. In the next upcoming episode, we will talk about David's second strategy for winning, which is to run away from cowards, also known as the steer clear strategy, in which you remove yourself from what will weaken you in your fight against any giant. So stay tuned.